Blog Talk Radio.
Royal dream, royal dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wacky song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 10th, Friday, January the 10th of 2019. I'm saying Friday. I meant Thursday. Wow, I'm a day ahead. Thursday. January the 10th of 2019. The time is 12 noon Central Time. Brothers and sisters, got a powerful show scheduled for you today. We're going to jump right in. We've got a lot of information to cover. As always, we want to talk about your adoption point today. We want to talk about your transformation point. Everybody has a point. Everybody got a breaking point. Everybody gets to a certain point. There is a dividing line between wealth and health. Between wealth and poverty, between health and sickness, between wisdom and ignorance. There's a dividing line, my brothers and sisters, between marriage and divorce, or between a good relationship and a bad relationship. This is the transformative or the transformation point. We know that the scripture tells us to be ye transformed, metamorpho, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So there is a specific point by which the mind becomes renewed. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to get into the spiritual components or the spiritual aspect that brings about I'm going to use the term a lot of people, well, not a lot, but usually is a negative term, and that is this word, you know, psychic or psychological. So there is a psychic or psychological imprinting that takes place. So there is a psychological imprint, and hopefully the sound is coming through okay. If somebody listening, just text me, let me know if the sound is coming through okay, because, you know, that's always a concern or an issue before we jump knee-deep into this. Just let me know. Hey, Doc, we can hear you fine. So psychological imprinting, it's a sensitive imprinting period. Now, this is what I call transformation. There is an imprint that occurs on your DNA that changes you from seeing things in one way to seeing things in another way. There is an imprinting that takes place, positively or negatively. Usually it's negative. So there is different ways by which this psychological imprint that takes place, and it results in what is called the imprinting brain. It's how genes change their disposition, so you become less aware or more aware. This happens in all areas, especially in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. And so today, when we look at this psychological imprinting, and thanks so much for the thumbs up there on the sound, all clear, thank you so much. So when we talk about this psychological imprinting that takes place inside of the brain, there is something that happens to each and every one of us. Now, obviously, I'm looking at it and going and addressing it from a spiritual perspective, but like when I was sharing the video that my son shared with me on the Wim Hof, and so what he does is an adaptive program. He activates his adaptive immune system, and it kicks in because he pushes past. Everybody has a breaking point. There's a line in the sand, and when people cross it, you're like, oh, hell no, you know, we're not doing that. So everybody got a different, how can we all don't have the same breaking point? How can we all don't have the same kind of learning that takes place and that occurs? And when there is an event that happens, then it brings about a particular breaking point that results in a imprinted behavior. This is called rapid acquisition. So there is a place that you can get to that results in what science calls a rapid acquisition. Many of us get there at different times. We get there at different places, and many of us don't know how to get there. We don't know how this psychological imprinting take place. We don't know how this biological set point. There's a glass ceiling. Many of us have this glass ceiling in our life, but that glass ceiling can be shattered. So how do you push past the glass ceiling? How do you push past your biological set point? How do you go past your turning point? How do you remove the psychological imprinting? How do you activate your spiritual discernment so that way you understand vibration or frequencies? How do you stop being a sucker? How do you stop caring for people who don't give a flying beep about you? How do you get to the point where you now can do what you couldn't do yesterday? How do you push past your psychological prison? How do you get past the psychological, my brother, the psychological, my sister? How do you get past the mental or the psychological effects of slavery? So most black folks, knowingly or unknowingly, suffer from the psychological effects of slavery. We can tell, I can tell, because you still eat the slave diet. You still talk the slave language. You still have an inferior complex of the white man. It's inside of your physical makeup, however you say that word. And so there is a physical manifestation of a psychological effect. There is a physical manifestation, and I can see it, of the psychological effect. Let me say it again. There is a physiological manifestation of a psychological effect. And so the ability to understand what does it mean when you imprint someone. You know you can imprint someone? Do you know that you can be imprinted by someone? Do you know the power of your statements to imprint the brain? Well, the powers that be, they know it. That's why they do it. They understand brain imprinting. They understand the psychological effect of imprinting. They understand that there is, again, frequently repeated emotionally things that produce an emotional response. They understand exposure therapy. They don't keep exposing you to black man getting shot by a white man in the back. They're going to keep it imprinting that on your brain so that way you can learn how to be helpless and how to be hopeless and so that you can't take responsibility for yourself. They know how to keep you in your prism or in this psychological box. in this biological prison. They want to make sure that you always see them as your savior. See, since you was a young hatchling, at a very young age, they've established a specific pattern that establishes their desired outcome or behavior. This is called predictive programming. So you've been programmed to do predictive. I can predict what you behave, what you're going to do. Because of the effectiveness of my predictive, my prophetic programming. So they use things like the Helios Biblios or the Bible to program you to be a good house Negro. And don't, love your enemies, turn the other cheek, do all that other bullshitness that, make you a good creature. They keep you in your biological prison. And this inability to recognize the behavioral pattern and the fact that the pattern of recognition and the attraction towards a specific frequency that's found in specific individuals keeps you neutered so that way you're predictable. So I can always tell because you take the same way home because you learned. It's learned hopelessness. It's learned helplessness. You've learned to see the glass half full. So the point of this message is, number one, to get you to see that the glass that you see that's half full, half empty, is half full. And then once you can see, because right now you see the glass and the glass is half empty. You see the glass and it's half empty because there's this thing that called lack. There's this thing that's called poverty. There's this thing that's called concern. There's this thing that called caring. There's this thing that called, okay, I'm going to play nice. There's all of the attributes and characteristics that make you you. There is a feeling that you have inside of you. So you are a photonic. You are a photon being. Your gift is determined, or your gift determines your value, and your purpose determines your gift. But whatever you was put on this earth to do is inside of you. But they told you that whatever you was put on this earth to do is ahead of you. So you've been programmed with, so like me, aggressive. I'm talking about aggressive, destination addiction. So like me, your destination, your purpose, which contains your gift, is ahead of you. It's outside of you. So you're always seeking. You're always pursuing. You're always taking classes and reading books, and you're always going and going and going. Because inside of a apple seed is the apple tree. Notice that the apple seed contains the apple tree. The potential of a thing is inside of the thing. The potential of the thing is never outside or ahead of the thing, meaning you was born with gift and with purpose. You don't go get gift or gift purpose. So the adoption point, when you can cry out, Abba Father, and be adopted into the kingdom, is the day that you realize that the king is inside of you. You're the king. The day that you can realize that the kingdom is inside of you. You're the kingdom. The day that you can realize that the keys is inside of you, that you're the kingdom. The day that you realize that there's a difference between the gospel and the kingdom, contrary to popular belief. The day that you can realize, and maybe not today, but one day, you will understand that there is a big difference between the gospel, good news, and the kingdom, dominion, that being a king. The kingdom, the word kingdom means basileia. That means rulership. That means right of rulership. So what are you ruling? The good news. So the good news of the kingdom and the good news are different. They're not the same. Jesus did not preach the good news. He was the good news. Jesus didn't come preaching himself. He came preaching the will of the Father. And there's unfortunately blind Negroes. There's the blind leading the blind. They're still teaching the good news. of the gospel. Okay, I'm not saying it's not. It is. It's good news. What is the good news? You's free now, boy. That's the good news. The good news is you're free, physically and mentally. So what you going to do with this freedom? Jesus elevated the law from the physical act to a mental disposition. Heavenly Father, touch the minds that have been imprinted by the limited disposition. Remove the psychological imprint that has been placed upon the DNA. Take your people out of the prism. Free them from being a hue, color, man existence. Return us back to the purpose, the place, and the position that you've established for your people. Brothers and sisters, you must replace symbols with source. There is a disposition of the lion that must be downloaded into the mind of the man. To the lion, everything is lunch. The lion doesn't have a predator. He is the predator. The lion doesn't have no enemies. He is the enemy. The lion doesn't have to worry about nobody attacking him. He attacks everybody else. The lion doesn't operate in fear. He puts fear into the heart of other people. Why the hell are you walking around afraid? What are you afraid of, black man? What are you afraid of, black woman? Y'all need to wake up. Get out of the predictive psychological effects of your program. We all got it. Me too. But I'm waking up every day. Every day, another chain, another shackle falls off my feet. And it is time for you to replace those patterns that's based upon this computer code that's in the form of a cube, but it's unfolded as a cross. The day that you can understand that that cube in Mecca and that cross on top of your church is the freaking same, and it's established by a code that's called Saturnalia, the shackles on your feet will fall off. It's this ability to understand, my brothers, that there is a breaking point. There's a biological set point. There is a transformation point. There's a turning point. There is an adaptive point. There's an adoption point. There's a point by which you stop being emotional and you start exercising consciousness. There's a point. And we all get to that point at different times. Your job is to understand that you are being pushed to get to that point. How? Adversity. Now, I don't know why. I just know that we do. There's levels of understanding. First level, you're conscious. Second level, subconscious. Third level, unconscious. Fourth level, collective consciousness of the hive mind. Fifth level, where you should be at, is the spiritual collective consciousness of the God mind. The hive mind is the hive. It's the mob. It's the mob rule. So whatever the mob say, that's what go. We call that the democracy. That's mob rule. Okay? The masses of the mob, 51% of the mob said, crucify him. Okay, let's go with the mob. That's the mob rule. That's what's going on in the earth today, mob rule. We call it democracy. But the kingdom is based upon the collective consciousness of the king downloaded into the mind or the spirit of his people. So there's a point when you go from the collective unconsciousness to the spiritual consciousness. Right now, you may not be there. You may still be part of the collective unconsciousness of the hive mind. And you still may be using techniques and gimmicks to establish your spirituality. But one day you got to get to the point where you drop tools and techniques and you do what Samson did. After he slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey, he dropped the jawbone. He did not turn it into no course. He realized that his power comes from source. It doesn't come from course. Many people's power come from a course. Make sure that your power comes from your source. Now, courses are great, but they don't exercise transformative power. I was transformed by source. I was not transformed by course. I was on a course, and it got me from first base, consciousness, second base, subconsciousness, third base, unconscious. Courses did that for me. And then I got to the home plate, but I was tagged out. The umpire said that I was out. He didn't declare me safe or saved. Why? Because I ended up in the space of the collective unconscious. That means that there was an unconscious mem running in the background. I thought it was me. I thought I was conscious. I thought I, through the process of self-analysis, was subconscious. I thought I understood psychology and histology and everything else and tapped into my unconscious realm to find my DNA level core imprint. And I thought I was able to detach from this hive mind and this MLK Ultra mind control and all of the touchless torture techniques that's being used to keep you mind effed. I thought I understood imprinting psychology. Therefore, with my reason and logic, I used a system and a course. And I was good humanism, which means I was achieving things without divine aid because I was a humanist. I was part of the law of attraction and the self-help and all of the other New Age movement techniques, whether it's throwing salt over your left shoulder, whether it's standing on your head, whether it's breathing, whatever you're doing, it's a technique that produces an imprint. It's great, but it's part of the collective unconscious because you're tapping into what I talked to yesterday, the evil wind. It's called the Moriah wind in the ancient texts. It's the evil brother that it talks about in Exodus chapter 33. So everybody got Samael, the evil brother, because that's who God showed Moses. He didn't show him himself. He showed him his hind parts. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple day to look it up, Exodus 33. I think it's 33. Check it out. Look it up. Look at the definition of the word hind parts. Look it up. What does it mean? Akruman. Who the hell is Akruman? In the ancient text, it means evil brother. So who's the evil brother? What is the Moriah wind? What is Mount Moriah? Why is the Illuminati all hooked into and they are activating the call of Maria, the wind? They're calling. They're looking for. They're trying to activate. There's even a military operation, if we want to use that term, that has been developed using and understanding the esoteric, if we want to use that word, overstanding of this evil wind. There is a breath, my brothers and sisters, that most are not aware of. It's like the word genius. And you see that means accompanied by a tutelary daemon, a day moon. The day moon, where we get the word daemon. Why is a diamond a girl's best friend? Because the diamond represents the day moon. That's why everybody got to have a diamond. Why you want that diamond? So you're under the frequency of the nightshade vegetables. What does the nightshade vegetables do? The Illuminati is calling themselves the Moriah wind. Why? Because the Moriah wind is the conquering wind. It's the animating principle of the body. But whose breath is in your body, my brother? Whose breath is in your body, my sister? Is it the breath of the Most High or is it the breath of the Most Low? Is it the breath of a technique or a course or is it the breath of the source, the big G? Our brothers and sisters, we're living in a day and an age where the Bible says even the elect, if he don't cut the time short, even the elect would buy into and breathe in and get their power from the Mariah wind. They get their power from a genius. They get their power from a tutelary demon, a tutelary daemon, a tutelary disposition, a tutelary biases. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a point where all of this I'm talking about, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You may not be there yet, but you're going to get there. I got there on January the 1st of 2009. I talk about that date all the time because that's the date when my life changed. And what happened? How do you know when that date happens? Because like me and like everybody else, you get to a point where you don't fear death. And you are able to say what Yahushua said. Notice Yahushua, he did it first. There's coming a day when you got to go down into the dark side of your disposition and take the keys. You ain't going to ask. You're going to go down with the disposition of the lion, and you're going to look poverty in the face, and you're going to take the keys of poverty, and you're going to destroy that yoke. May not be the day. That day is coming. And you will be able to say, oh, death, where is your sting? You're like Yahushua. Maybe not today, but that day is coming. And it's coming very quickly, brothers and sisters, because you are needed. Your gifts, your talents, and your skills are needed. And the psychological predictive imprint that allows you to be susceptible because of your psychological imprinting that happened to you some stage in your life, when you're not able to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, Psalms 103, verse 13, Psalms 116, verse 13, and I can go on and on how many scriptures you need. We can go till Jesus come back. That is the adoption point. You're not eligible for the adoption. You're not eligible for transformation. You're not eligible for the removal of the glass ceiling. You're not eligible for spiritual discernment. You're not eligible for a turning point. You're not eligible for to totally destroy the psychological imprint. You're not eligible for to activate your adaptive point or your adaptive DNA until you get to the point where you can say what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then. You see, nothing happens until you get to that point. That is the transformation point. You will always be poor until you get to that point, and then bam, money just flows to you. You will always have health problems until you get to that point, and then bam, health just comes to you. You will always be ignorant until you get to that point, and then bam, wisdom comes to you. You'll always have bad relationships and relationship problems until bam, and then your relationship is smooth. What is that point? That is the point of I don't give up. See, the fact that you care, the fact that you're nice. You never look at the definition of the word care, and you never look at the definition of the word nice, and you know that those are Luciferian terms. So in the kingdom, I don't know about you, and this is extremely important. This is what I'm going to be talking about for the next, you know, I did part one already, and I'll be doing part two either today or tomorrow. And again, it's going to be on the private pay-per-view for the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center members as we talk about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And this mystery is nothing happens until the perishable have been clothed with imperishability. Nothing happens. The turning point is when the mortal is put on immortality. Then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. That's the turning point, brothers and sisters. The turning point is when you look death in the face and you say, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Verse 56, the sting of death is sin. We already broke down sin. It means hamantano in the Greek. And it means chata in the Hebrew. It means living without your lot and your share and your destiny. It means living without your anointing, without your purpose and the gift that comes from the purpose. So your purpose produces a product. That's called a gift. The universe only has room for gifted people. If you're not, if you don't have a product that comes from your purpose that allows you to manifest a product or a gift, then you're not eligible to be on the kingdom. And so that's when you exit stage left and you D-Y-E. And you will D-Y-E until you're able to say, the sting of death is sin and the power of sin is the law. So therefore, you do things that's above the law. What are those things? The fruit of the Spirit. What are the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. That's in your Bible. So the sting of death is the power of the law. The law is the L-A-W, turn it around, the W-A-L. It is a wall. You keep hitting that brick wall, bam. You keep hitting that brick wall, bam. You keep hitting that brick wall, bam. What's that brick wall? A telomere. What's a telomere? It derivates the DNA. So that way you stay in this dirt suit. Remember, my brothers, remember, my sisters, this is extremely important. We're talking about the underlying understanding of why you are in a body. Do you understand why you're in a body? If you do not understand, then you got to go through pain. Why? Pain equals compliance. Pain compliance. Now, Wim Hof, what does he do? He puts his body in situations of pain. And I sent the video out, and he's able to do extreme feats that are humanly impossible. How can this man swim underneath the water that causes hypothermia and death, usually in less than a minute? This dude's been under there. He goes under there for, like, I don't know. First time, I think he said he swam 5 minutes holding his breath. Then he goes under there and just hang out. His mind overrides his vagus nerve. He does all types of crazy stuff that defies logic. And he does it with his mind. And I've sent you guys the video. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you. I think it's Wim Hof. I think that's his name. So the thing, but notice how he does it. He pushes his body past the breaking point, and he activates his adaptive immune system. Now, I did the same thing. I pushed my body past, or I should say my spirit and my mind past, and I activated my spiritual adaptive DNA. Now, I didn't volunteer. This happened to me when I was a kid. But how did it do it? I put myself in a spiritual, or I was raised in a spiritual hostile environment that activated my spiritual adaptive immune system. So the same thing that he's doing physically, I did spiritually when I was 8. And so now I understand that I am a child of God. So are you. You are not a person. You're not an individual. You're not a human being. These words are what they call words at law. Remember, there is no law, wall, because L-A-W, turn it around, is W-A-L. We just read in 1 Corinthians 15:55 that the breaking point is you got to push past the wall. That's what that guy Wim Hof does biologically. Okay, how do you push past the wall economically? How do you push past the wall with your health? How do you push past the wall with your wisdom? How do you push past the wall with your relationships? Well, you got to do spirit. Okay, what does that mean, Brother Will, spiritually? See, you don't need to be powerless in the face of death. In fact, you are not powerless in the face of death. We just read it in 1 Corinthians 15:55. We just read it. The perishable must put on imperishability. It must. How do you put it on? Consciousness. You go from being conscious. Okay, right now you're conscious. You're aware. Maybe limited, but we're aware. Then we got to deal with our subconscious. Then we got to deal with our unconscious. Then we got to deal with the hive mind unconscious, this collective unconscious, so we can tap into the spiritual collective consciousness of God. We tap back into source. We leave course and we attach to source. My course is based upon source. So I have the best of both worlds. Now, the goal is, remember, most people see the glass half empty. Some people see the glass half full. I want you to see the glass is always full. The glass is not half empty. The glass is not half full. The glass is always full. And then once you get to that point, then you're eligible to see that there is no glass. There is no glass. See, you are not a person. That's the goal. The goal is to stop seeing yourself as a person. Don't see yourself as a spiritual person. See yourself as a spirit. The goal is for you to stop seeing yourself as an individual expression of God. See yourself as a God. Now, I know that's hard, but that's the goal. The goal is to stop seeing yourself as a human being. The goal is to see yourself as being human. Your spirit having a human experience. See, these are what are called words at law. When you define yourself as being a human or a person or an individual, you're defining yourself as being spiritually dead. So this is how the world makes you attached to the world. They use terms. What is a term? When you go to prison, excuse me, and when you're found guilty, you get a prison sentence. That prison sentence means you got to serve a prison term. And that prison term is a particular time, so words apply terms. We call them definitions. So the word human being, again, is not in Scripture. It means spiritual monster. It means spiritually dead. How do I know this for fact? Well, I read a scripture in the Bible called 1 Corinthians 2:14, and these words that describe the old man, these words in Colossians 3:9 that talks about the old man, spiritually dead, destitute. It means unregenerative, not redeemable. You are not a person. You are not an individual. You're not a human. Those are spiritually dead words that create prison terms when you use them in a sentence. When you use that word, frequency, in a sentence, you get a term. And that term puts you inside of a prism. It's a box. Now, how do we get past that box? How do we break that point? How do we get out of that psychological set point? How do we get out of that psychological imprint? How do we get out of that, again, glass ceiling? How do we get out of this predictive programming? We've got to tap into not emotion. What is your wealth transformative point? What is the point that you become a very wealthy man? Let me read it again scripturally. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. 1 Corinthians 15:54 says, when the perishable has clothed themselves with the imperishable. Bam, that's your turning point. So how does the perishable clothe themselves with imperishability? Well, thankfully, that's biblical too. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. This is how you put on imperishability. This is how the corruption. See, right now you're corrupt. You got to be uncorruptible. You got to put on uncorruption. Right now you're mortal. That means you're mortal. That means you got a limit on your DNA. How do you put on immortality? You put it on by making the statement, death has been swallowed up in victory. So how do you swallow up death? How do you defeat death? Now, Wim Hof defeats death. He jumps into ice cold water that kills people, and he don't die. How does he do it? With his brain, with his mind. Hold up, Brother Will. So what are you saying? The same thing I've been saying for 20 years. What have you been saying for 20 years? Hebrews 6:1, first of all. I'm just going to paraphrase that one. I've said it so many times. Let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and crucified. Now, if you got the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and crucified, you will DYE. You will come back. Now, it's good. It's a start. But it says, Hebrews 6:1, again, let us go on to maturity, brother. Let's go on to maturity, sister. If you don't go on to maturity, you are a baby. If you throw a baby into the pole like they do Wim Hof, what happens to the baby? It's going to DYE. It is going to die. Why? It doesn't have the mental capacity to tap into the collective consciousness of God and override the collective hive mind consciousness of this freaking world. It cannot override this harmonious arrangement. It is not conscious. So Wim Hof is doing physically what I've been doing mentally since 8. So this dude is able to do or withstand extreme temperatures, cold temperatures that kill other people. And he uses basically breathing techniques. He uses a mental disposition, and he uses cold exposure. Those are the three things that Wim Hof used. What are the three things that Will Rogers used? A kingdom mindset, kingdom words, and a kingdom life. That's what I teach in the Kingdom Ministry Training Center. That is the three Ks. That is, there is a king. What's the definition of the king? Basileia. I don't know if y'all ready for this teaching. I pray to God that you are, because if you can wrap your brain around this, you will always have money. You will always have health. You will always have wisdom, and your relationship will always be tokened. Because why? There is no problem that the brain connected to God cannot solve. That's all Wim Hof does. That's all Will Rogers does. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because there is a king. And he is the king of kings. So, you got to make sure you get the right king. Because remember, there's a lot of kings. I'm talking about the king of kings. He's also the Lord of lords. Now, whether you believe in the person, all this other stuff, another study for another time. I'm talking about the mental disposition of the king. Because remember, my brothers and sisters, you cannot override the collective unconscious predictive programming of this harmonious arrangement, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So there are three keys that make up my system. There is a king. That's key number one. Now, once you understand key number one, the king. So the king means what? When I say the word king, what do I mean? Well, in the Helios Biblios, it means Basileia. Now, that word, again, you can look it up for yourself. That's the word king is mentioned all throughout the Bible. But it always refers to, especially in the New Testament, Basileia. So that king means leader. So the mindset is you got to have is the same mindset of a lion. A lion has a disposition that says, I'm the freaking king of the jungle. Do you have that disposition? Are you the king of your space? I'm the king of didactic teachers. I maul and kill all other didactic teachers. I'm the king. That's my mental disposition. So the devil, he is a didactic devil. So my Basileia, my foundation of power is sovereign. That's what the word king means. It means sovereignty based upon the foundation of power. See, Lucifer's power comes from a tutelary demon. He's a genius. He's intellectual. That's cool. That works down chill. But that don't work up a yonder. If your source is a course, you're in trouble. But if your source is the source, that dog hunts. See, I'm just connected to the source. I'm connected to the foundation. How did I connect? Through Christ. What is Christ? The messianic office that furnishes the one in that office. God has loaned me his staff. The same way he gave Moses his staff, they go on out there and kick Pharaoh's butt. And God gave you a staff. It's called a diaconia. It's called your service. It's called your ministry. That's your turning point. Your turning point is when you see your power that was given to you by your father, not by your tradition, not by your education, not by your skills or your talents. It comes from source. That is the transformation point. You will never have a money problem. It's impossible because there are, you serve the God of all source, and you mean to tell me you got a problem? You cannot be connected with source and you got a problem. That's not biblical. That is not universal spiritual law. That violates every freaking scripture and every religion and every tradition on the planet. You mean to tell me you serve a God of the unlimited and you got a limit? You serve the God of pristine health and you got a problem? You serve the God that's all knowing and you got something that you don't know? You serve a God that of relationships and you got a relationship problem? That means that there is something called changed management. In the Greek, it's called kleros. It's where I got my whole course that is developed from the Greek word kleronomos, which I've coined by adding the word kleros and the word economics, where I came with kleronomics. Look it up. Go Google it. See what comes up. What you're going to see? Reverend Dr. Bishop, Willie E. Rogers. That's it. Kleronomics, brother, it is the household management of the soul. That is change management. Until that happens, until you get to the point of understanding kleronomics, your dogs don't hunt because you got a system, you got a technique. You got to eat something for it to work, or you got to breathe something for it to work, or you got to smell something for it to work. All of that is based upon this system that is based upon Lucien Farr, that is genius, that is intelligent, that it is. Now, don't get me wrong, that dog hunts. It works down here. It just don't work up or yonder. When you deal with them big devils and them big demons, you cannot fight in the flesh and blood. You cannot wrestle against flesh and blood. You got to be transformed. How do you do that? You bring every thought into captivity. So my power does not come from a course. My power comes from the source. My power doesn't come from course. My power comes from source. That's called change management. I change management. The manager, the word Lord means manager. I change managers. See, the manager of this world, his name is Lucien Farr. I got rid of him. I got a new manager. See, my house is under new management. What about your house? My house is under new management. I'm a king's kid. This is sonship. I'm the king's kid, brother. I'm the king kid, sister. I'm under new management. My mental disposition doesn't vibrate on the same frequency. I've already been hooked up to everything that Wim Hof is doing biologically. I did when I was at the University of Texas freaking 25 years ago. Shitness is not new. My brain pattern doesn't work like everybody else's because I know I'm not a person. I know I'm not an individual. I know I'm not a human being because that means spiritually dead. I'm spiritually alive. Why? Because I am sovereign. I got dominion. Where did I get it from? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 gave me dominion over five kingdoms. And nowhere can I find where one man has dominion over another man. I can't find it. So that's number one. Number one, I know I'm the king. Number two, I know I got a kingdom. That's called a diaconia. That's called a destiny. That's called a purpose. See, let me make sure you understand something about purpose, man. This is wow. Where there is no purpose, where there's no vision, people cast off restraint. That means you do not have nowhere to shoot. You mean to tell me, okay, Brother Will, I'm going to do this, okay. What are you going to do? Okay, I'm going to make $100,000, brother. Okay, how are you going to make $100,000? Well, you know what? I haven't really thought that out yet. Oh really? Okay, I did. Okay, Brother Will, how are you going to make $100,000? I already did. I'm way past that already, brother. I'm on the mill mark. Yeah, after that, I'm going to be making 10 mil. After that, we're going to go up to about 100. I'm keeping rolling until Jesus comes back. Okay, how though, brother? What is the specific step by step? By step cistern. I don't have a system. I have a cistern. Jeremiah chapter 20:21. It says that your cistern must hold water. So my cistern is source. What does that mean? DNA. See, what you don't hate, you allow. A better way of saying it, that's like saying, but the will, I see the glass, my brother, but the glass is half empty. That's the same thing. Now, that's not bad because guess what? You can see the glass. A lot of people can't even see the freaking glass. At least you see the glass. But you see it, you're like, Brother Will, ain't nothing in the glass, dude. It's freaking half empty. That's the same thing you're saying, what I don't hate, I allow. That's a true statement. If you don't hate it, it exists in your life. See, I hate religion. That's why it doesn't exist in my life. I hate lazy Negroes. That's why I don't hang around with lazy Negroes. So the things that I hate, if they come around me, my vibration sends a negative vibe and say, dude, what's up, man? They said that you was a nice guy, and I sense a little vibe. Yeah, bro, you sense a vibe. I don't like you. So they just vibrate away from me. So what I hate or what you don't hate, that's in your life. So look what's in your life. Everything in your life, that's what you allowed in your life because you don't hate it. Now, see, I hate this. Let me see. Well, I was going to say, I know what I hate. Okra, steamed okra. Now, fried okra is great. But okra, slimy, and yeah, me and okra, we don't get along like that. So guess what? There's no okra in my house. It's not allowed. What you don't hate, you do allow. That means the glass is half empty. Now, you need to go to second base. You need to see the glass half full. How, Brother Will, how do we see the glass half full? What do you love, you attract. So, instead of operating in hate, now that dog hunts. Let's not get it twisted. Pain equals compliance. I know. I learned Hapkido. When I worked in the prison. I administered pain. I took a man's joint, and I moved it in the direction that is not designed. And then guess what he did? He tapped out. He's like, okay, doc. Okay, sir. Okay, get on your knees. Put your hand behind your back. All of a sudden, you got compliance. Now, if you want compliance, administer pain. That's what Wim Hof does. Administer pain. You got little kids, they acting up, administer pain. Guess what happens? You get compliance. Guaranteed. I already know. I didn't read about it in the book. I know that it works. Number one, it was done on me. So I know that works. I didn't read about it in the book. I know pain equals compliance. But that there is a better way. That's the glass half empty. Okay, Brother Will, I see the glass half full. Oh, that's good, brother. That means that now you know that what you love, you draw. So what do you love? Because whatever you love, you attract. That means just find what you love, and you will attract that into your life. That's the glass half full. But then there's even a higher law than that, because both of those deal with emotion. Now, you got to listen really closely because, again, we're talking on a chemical level. Why? We're talking oxytocin, and we're talking adrenaline and cortisol. So fear releases cortisol in the body, causes you to hold belly fat. Love releases oxytocin in the body, gives you the good feeling. Now, those are all chemicals that can be manipulated by Lucien Favre. That dog hunts, but there's a better hunting dog than that one. So seeing the glass, now remember, I always say, never go with option A or option B. Always go with option C. Okay, Brother Will, what is option C? The glass is always full. So the glass is not half full. The glass is always full. When I see it, Jupiter's always full. That is omnibenevolent. That's the big G. What's the big? He always sending out good. He don't send out bad. So what is bad? Bad is a misinterpretation of good. What is darkness? Dark is a misinterpretation of light. What is a pothole? A pothole is an absence of dirt. Darkness is the absence of light. Evil is the absence of God. It is the absence. See, it's not a thing. A pothole is not a thing. A pothole is the absence of a thing. Evil is not a thing. Evil is the absence of a thing. It's the ability to understand, my brothers and sisters. Problems is not a thing. Problems is the absence of a solution. And so all you got to do is, guess what? Connect with the solution. So that is home plate. What is home plate? Home plate is being omnibenevolent, not receiving omnibenevolence. Be a sender of the frequency, not a receiver of the frequency. Why? To him that sends. This is the transformation point. Be a sender. be gone. Now, I know that's tough. I know that hurts your brain. I understand. But for you Christians, just say the word, you know, be like God. That's more palatable. But then you're going to get to a day, maybe not today, but one day you're going to get to the day, you're going to realize that you are a God. Or just like it said in Psalms 82:6, it is in your Bible. I'm not making this shizness up. Transformation point where you can look death just like Wim Hof and you say, where's death at? You go every day, you wake up and you do like I do. Where is death? You are a demon hunter. You're a witch hunter. You're like, where them demons at? You go looking for demons. You look for adversity. You look for trouble. You welcome it. Why? You got a solution for it. You're going to whoop that in. You don't run from demons no more. You're like, oh boy, in the Matrix. You used to run from agents. Now, agents run from you. That's the disposition. Every animal in the freaking jungle runs when they see a lion. Why? The lion's got a mental disposition that says you will lunch. Do you got the same mental disposition? If not, you haven't reached your turning point yet. See, I got a mental disposition that says problems are my lunch. Bring me a problem. I'm going to make it my B-I-T-C-H. That's my disposition. Every day I wake up, I go looking for problems. Most people I know, they try to avoid them. Not me. Bring all problems over chimp. I got something for it. It's called source. Until you get that disposition, you have not reached your turning point. You cannot go past that glass ceiling that says, Negro, you can only make $12 an hour working for the white man. That's it. That's how you can go. But until you get a disposition where you can look the white man in the freaking eye, now you ain't better and you ain't worse. You freaking neutral, brother. Hey, man, you ain't no better than me, dog. If I cut you, you bleed. Just like any other person. That's the disposition that you got to have. That's the kingdom disposition. That's a mental disposition. You got to have that. You can't go to Walmart and buy it. You must possess it. That's transformation. That's when you look death in the face and you say exactly what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, where it says, oh, death, where is your victory? You ain't getting no victory over here, brother. You come over here, you're going to get whooped. Death, where is your victory? That's the disposition, brother, the disposition, sister. And then you're able to say the second word, death, where is your sting? It's gone. Why? It has no power. And then you're able to go to second base. What is second base? Second base, remember, number one, mental disposition. Number two, language. What is the language of the king? Now, kings speak a different language. What language did the king speak? What's the language that the king speak? Well, the king speaks the same thing that Yahushua spoke. Now, Yahushua, everywhere he went, he made statements like, I am the way. Now, Yahushua makes 7 I am statements that was legendary. They're mind-blowing. One of the things that Yahushua says, he says that I am the way. Then he says, I am the truth. Then he says, I am the life. Then he says, I and my Father are one. Then he says, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So how and why did he say I am? Then he says, I am that I am. He always equated himself as the thing. He never spoke like he was going to go get the thing. Yahushua understood Hebrews chapter 11. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, there is something called faith. Now, this is the language of the king. First of all, you got to be the king. You got to have a mental disposition of the king. Number one, mental disposition. Number two, language. If you don't speak like this, your dog don't hunt. You cannot say to that mountain, be thou removed, be cast in the sea. That mountain is not going anywhere. So Hebrews 11 says, now faith. Okay, we can stop there. See, your faith, it was yesterday. Or your faith is coming tomorrow. Your faith is not now. So the faith is now. So now faith is. It's not going to be. It is. Okay, that's the second problem. It's not now, number one. Number two, it's not present tense. It's future tense or it's past tense. It's not present tense. Then it's not a substance. What is a substance? It's not intense. You, your intensity. Or you go to the gym, but, you know, you work out, you're not intense enough. Your intensity is not high enough. Or you're thinking good thoughts, but you ain't thinking extreme. You're not thinking, like, immerse my body in 32 degrees below zero water. You're not thinking that way. You're not thinking like I wish a Negro would. You know, you don't got that. You're thinking, but you're not thinking intense enough. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Okay, let me get this right. How in the blank can I have substance that's a thought? Because hope, how can I manifest hope? So I hope for $1 million. Well, faith is the substance of your hope. So you got to have what you're hoping for now. Now, anybody want to hurt their brain? If y'all want to hurt your brain, I'm your boy. I like hurting brains. Now, if you really, really want to hurt your brain, we are already almost out of time. I'm about to do a part two on this one. If you really want to hurt your brain, like I'm talking about like really, what? Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. If you like want to just like hurt your brain like bad. Because, see, 2 Corinthians says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, is a cookie destroyer. Because, see, kingdom language is different from the earthly language. So that's why, you know, you have to talk because you're the king. See, when a lion roars, the lion's roar produces lactic acid in the body of its prey. When I found that out, man, that just like, wow, that just blew my mind. So when a lion goes roar and you want to run and you're like, oh, what's going on? You get your back cramps up. You get a cramp in your muscles. So the antelope want to run. They want to jump high. But the lion's roar, the lion's frequency, the lion language says, you lunch, boo-boo. Do you got that language? When you speak, do you got dunamis power? Do you speak as one having authority? Now, Jesus left, and he came back, and he said, hey, isn't that the carpenter of the Son? They said, yeah, that's him. They say, why he speaks like one who has authority? Do you got that authority, brother? Do you got that authority? He said, if not, your dog don't hunt. You got to have dunamis power. That's what I got. My power didn't come from no damn books. My power comes from being in the presence of the king and understanding kingship. And how to carry yourself as a king, how to walk like a king, how to talk like a king, how to manifest like a king, how to call those things that are not as though they were like the king. Because guess what? You are the king on this dimension. And until you understand that, you cannot take the keys of death, look it in the eye, and say, get up out of chump. You see, because 2 Corinthians 5:5 says, and God has prepared us for this very purpose, and he has given us. That means me. I don't know if you include it, but he has given us the power as a pledge. And the power is in the form of the Spirit. And he gave it to us as a pledge. That means he said, hey, I'm going to give you a deposit. I'm making a down payment. And the down payment is for what is to come. That means more power coming. Therefore, we are always, how long and how many times, brother? How long and how many times? Let me read it again. 2 Corinthians 5:6. Therefore, we are always, I don't know about you, therefore, we are always confident, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. So as long as you are in this body, you are separated from your source. But you still got confidence in your source, because you got a down payment that says, I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, you got power, the trembling of Satan, scorpions, and all power of the devil, and nothing shall by no means harm you. So when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, why in the hell do you feel evil? I wait for that answer. Because in my Bible, it says God has not given you a spirit of fear. So why you got fear? If you serve, okay, you got the wrong God. If you got fear, you got the wrong God. It's okay. But you got to start somewhere. Remember, the glass is half full. But at least you see the glass. You got at least you got a God. You may got the wrong one, but at least the glass is half full. I'm sorry, half empty. It's half empty. One day you're going to see the glass is going to be half full. Next day you're going to see the glass is always full. And then finally you're going to see that there ain't no freaking glass. I'm the glass. That's the day when devils run from you. Right now, maybe not so much, but one day, maybe not today, but one day, the devil is going to have the same reaction to you that he had to Yahushua. Why have you come to torment us before our time? That's the language of the king. Number one, you're the king. Number two, speak, walk, talk like the king, because the king gave you authority to be his representative on this freaking planet. And then number three, you freaking live the lifestyle of the king. What did the king do? The king healed the sick. The king raised the dead. He turned water into wine. The king performed miracles, meaning the king was a problem solver. Are you a problem solver, brother? Are you a problem solver, sister? If not, you ain't with my king. If you don't wake up every day and solve problems, you got the wrong king. Because the king I got, oh, he solved problems. Oh, where they at? Bring them on. They said Lazarus stinketh. They said Lazarus was dead 3 days. Jesus showed up on the scene. Mary was says, come on, dude. The dude is dead already, man. You know what he told her? Get out. You got to go. Why? Your disposition is not a one of the king. It's like a lion. Lions, they kill hyenas on GP. They don't even eat them. They just see a hyena. If he can catch it, he's going to kill it. But they don't eat it. They kill hyenas because of what? They hate hyenas. Because if a group of hyenas can catch a lion by himself, guess what they do to the lion? They go maul him. The hyenas represents them demons that's trying to catch you by yourself, away from your source, away from your pride, away from your purpose, away from your principles, away from your process, away from your product, away from your profit, away from your prosperity, away from your peace. You're going to get mauled, homie, because your power comes from your position. It don't come from you. It comes from being connected to source, not from no freaking course. Oh, keep taking courses, but when you're done, connect with your source, preferably the big one. That is the mindset of the kingdom. That is the language of the kingdom, and that is the life of the kingdom. That's how you destroy your biological set point. That's how you destroy, I'm talking about you destroy your psychological imprint that says Negro, you po. That's how you destroy the psychological effects of freaking Willie Lynch and the freaking psychological effects of slavery. That's how you destroy it, brother. You destroy that glass ceiling that says $12 is all you can make. You destroy this predictive programming that says that, you know, all black people listen to rap music, freaking drink Mad Dog 2020 and smoke marijuana and stand on the corner all day. Destroy that freaking paradigm, homeboy. How do you destroy it? With a new mind, with a freaking new language and a new life that comes from the King of Kings. How do you do that? Hook up with somebody who knows the king. Thankfully, I'm that somebody. Now, I'm not saying I'm the Lone Ranger. Finally, there's other people. You just got to hook up with somebody, or you can do what I did. You can get on your knees. You can stand in your closet. You can run around a block. You can climb a tree. But as long as you connect with source, you good. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. What is your turning point? What is your transformation point? What is your breaking point? You get to that point and it's boom, breaks. What is it? Everybody has a breaking point. Everybody does. Everybody has a transformation point. In closing, once again, I said a lot of stuff. The only thing that matters is what the Helios Biblios, the big G, says. Your breaking point is when you no longer fear death, physical or spiritual. See, this fear that you got of hell, that's not of the big G. I don't know where it's from, but it's not the big G. That fear you got of, you know, I don't want to leave my poor creatures behind, that's not that God gave them. You just their parent. You just the pair that rented them. You the parent. You the pair that rent. You ain't create them. How the hell are you going to protect them? You are the parent. You are the pair rent. The parent or the parent that rented. You the pair that rent. That's it. So what is your job? Your job is destroy death. How do you destroy death? Mental disposition. A mouth that has a frequency. And a lifestyle that backs up your mouth. Like Ali would tell fools, I'm going to knock you out in the fifth round. You know what Ali did? He went in there and he knocked him out in the fifth round. Ali would tell people when he was going to knock him out and how he was going to knock him out. Then he went in the ring and he knocked them the beep out. You should be the same thing. Why? You got power. Dunamis power. To trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. Why? When you can see perishable and you can close it with imperishable, bam, you've reached your psychological, you bypass your limit. When you can read 1 Corinthians 15:54, you're ready. And that's what I teach in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. If you're not a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center in 2019, you need to email me today, masterteacher33@gmail.com. We got payments available and cash discounts for a full payment. Again, brothers and sisters, extremely important. Your mortality must put on immortality before you get to immortality. That means you must have the mindset of the thing before you can maintain or manifest, the physicality of the thing. You must hold it in your head before you can ever hold it in your hands. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, the one and only. May the big G bless you. Some call him Yahuwah. May his son continue to bless you. Some call him Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the Numa, the Chi, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, I'm already here waiting on you. And as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? Stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? Stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up. Some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on the